Many are in a time of transition, and my desire is that many more would be. But not all are aware of the desires I have concerning my body in this season. Those who have ears to hear are making stronger moves toward me, coming in deeper where my leading is becoming even more clear and the fellowship more intimate. Many who are going about with life as usual will be those who have a cry of regret in their heart that they did not seek me. But I am bigger than regrets. For those who seek a restoring, I will help them gain their footing in me. But for those who have hearing ears, now is a transition out of and into. Even more, my thoughts are becoming the thoughts in those who are pressing in and seeking me. But many of those who left the way of my leading thought my invitations to purging and the press to be too stern, too harsh, not recognizing the chastening, the purging, and the pruning of which my word speaks. All are loved, and all of whom I am is within reach, but it is the fewest number in my body who are reaching. Even now, I request a greater humility, a greater reaching, a greater press, a greater longing for what is only found in our fellowship. I am preparing those who are hearing and following my leading. For the days ahead have a darkening approaching, an instability that will affect many. But in the darkening, there will be those I will use, those being prepared as my lights, the shining of my glory, so that I may usher in hope and strength and peace to those who come to me. For my glory will be manifest through my lights in many regions, including many dark regions. Church, as it is known, will remain for those who do not enter into the transition being made by those who are earnestly seeking me. There will be controversies in the souls of many who hold to other things rather than to that which I am doing, and there will be divisions the enemy brings. I will give you wisdom for those times. But know this, the last entrance, which is the greatest, is the entrance into greater places in my love that sustain and maintain your place in me, and that have the strategies you will need for that which is coming. For some, there will be judgments, and for others, there will be patience, and there will be many times of long suffering. All are my mercy, all are my love, and will be a part of the journey that will be seen with me. Above all is to know me, to continually know me in a seeking, for this is the grace, this is the pattern, this is the fellowship where there are continual moves of my spirit, both to you and through you. Foundations are being laid, even as foundations have already been laid, and the joining together of these things will be that upon which I build up many parts together into a mature man, a mature people in me. And this is the unity of my body that I am working, first in a deepening fashion with me individually, and then together, a people, a remnant, whom I will use to build up and build together my body in me. I am pleased. I am most pleased that I have those who continue to decide for the press, the push, continually. That was the walk my son took with me of laying down his life so that he might live in fullness with me. And it is this walk that I have laid out in my word for my body. Stay the course and finish the course by presenting your heart continually to me and by offering up your lives a living sacrifice as revealed in my Son, who is the head of the body. I am well pleased to have those who are attaining to more and more of the fellowship that is available in me. For my Son came that you also might know me in intimacy.